ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة نور، الصدقة برهان، الصيام جند، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman, and we praise Allah jalla majdahu for blessing us with Islam, and we praise Allah ta'ala for making us the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shariat is very easy, simple to practice, simple to understand. Today I intend speaking about a few principles and then defining a few terms so that you can learn and I can learn. Firstly, that in this month we also learned that Shariat is very easy. And Shariat, when it is easy, it is designed for everybody. It is designed for the rich, for the poor. It is designed for the person staying in the rural area and the person staying in the urban area. And because of its simplicity, it has got a universal nature. And how we derive this? In the month of Ramadan, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned one principle about psyche of the moon. He said, when you see the moon, you fast. And when you see the moon, you stop fasting. See, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mercy unto mankind, his rahmatul lil alameen. So the deen that he will come with, the sharia that he has brought, is not difficult, it's easy. So the deen, the sharia will cater for everybody. Therefore, see the moon. That means see the moon of Ramadan. When the moon is sighted, then you start fasting. Now, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not talk firstly of the birth of the moon. He said, see the moon. Nowadays, people are saying, no, we must use scientific instruments to determine whether the moon is in the sky or not there. Now, if you have to utilize scientific instruments, for example, scientific telescopes. Now, how many people have scientific telescopes? So, Shariat is not going that route. Shariat is going which route? That for the person in the city area and for the person in the urban, the rural area. For everyone. The farmer, the industrialist. For the person in the heart of the city life and the person heart in the farming life. That he just has to see. That is physical sight. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they knew about birth of moon. But he did not refer to birth. So the confusion is coming about in the world that there are certain Muslim countries that say, no, we can now use telescopes. The other one they are doing is that they say, they send an aircraft up, and they have done this. They send the aircraft up above the clouds and then they see the moon. So you ask them, what you did? They said, oh, we saw the moon. Now everybody does not have aircraft. Deen and Shariat is designed for who? For everyone. And everyone does not have aircraft. Everyone does not have scientific equipment. So the easiness is what? See. And when we see, it does not matter if one country has Eid one day and another country has Eid another day. That does not matter. This is not disunity. This is not disunity. See, for example, currently, this Ramadan, practically the whole world has started fasting one day, besides Iran. Iran decided to go the scientific route. That is why they are now not in conformity to the same days like us. But the other part of the world is now realizing that deen is easy, deen is simple, deen is for everyone, deen has to be followed how the hadith is saying, see. Now, respected elders, in the time of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majmain, see, everything in Sharia that we do, we must go back to the time. Because the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majmain, because Sahaba, they are our criterion for truth and falsehood. Sahaba are criterion for Islam and non-Islam. Sahaba did it, we will accept it. We are from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Wal Jamaat means Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Respected elders, a person by the name of Khurayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sent on business. And he was sent to Sham. Sham, he was sent to Damascus. And in Damascus, the moon was sighted. The moon was sighted. He began to fast. But in that very same month, he came back to Makkatul Mukarramah. When he came back to Makkatul Mukarramah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala asked him that you went to Sham. What happened in Sham? What happened in Damascus? He said, I saw the moon. We saw the moon. And we fasted. So he himself saw the moon. Others saw that moon. And then they fasted. And then he went on to say, Muawiyah also fasted. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the governor. Why he mentioned Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu? First of all, he was the governor then. And secondly, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been classified as one of those faqis, jurisconsultants, who understood deen. And Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that person who narrates the famous hadith that when Allah ta'ala blesses a person, when Allah ta'ala desires good for a person, then Allah gives him understanding of deen. Allah gives him understanding of deen. And understanding of deen is lacking these days. There is knowledge of deen. Understand, knowledge of deen is different. Understanding of deen is different. Knowledge of deen is what we call malumat. And ilm, per se, understanding is something else. Malumat is what? Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, his ark was so big, he had so many decks, it was so wide, it was so broad, and on this deck, so and so, this animal was there, the other deck, this animal. That's malumat. Understanding is something else of deen. And we are sometimes getting confused. Respected elders, so Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said that we did not see the moon. We did not see the moon. Therefore we did not fast. We fasted on Saturday. Because there in Sham they saw the moon on Friday. They said we saw it on Saturday. We started fasting on Saturday. That means when they started the fast, then naturally the Eid is going to be different. So there is no such thing that the other countries around South Africa, they must have Eid with us. That is not unity. Unity will lie when we conform to the Shariat of Islam. The benchmark is what? Shariat of Islam. When we have got Shariat of Islam in front of us, therein lies unity. That is why you'll find the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire world, there will be conformity. But innovation will change. Innovation will change from place to place, time to time, country to country, province to province. Innovation will change. And we as Muslims, we have to perform on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders. So one point is, the psyche of the moon, we have to look at it for the sake of unity. Because the horizon, this all rotates around the horizon. The horizon in Durban, is it the same horizon in Cape Town? Is it the same horizon in Nairobi? Is it the same horizon in Mecca? The horizon is different. And when the horizon is different, that means the ruling will have to come as per the horizon. And how many kilometers distance we are going to accept the horizon? That is an academic discussion. So number one, realize something, that this deen is extremely easy and this deen is simple. For example, if you look at the major things in Islam, Hajj. Hajj is over 5 days. 5 days of Hajj, but only 3 farz. To be in Ihram, to go to Arafat, and to make tawaf and ziyarat. Extending over 5 days, only 3 farz. Your 2 rakats of nafil salat, your 2 rakats of nafil salat lasting for 2 minutes, got more faraiz than Hajj. Why? Allah Ta'ala knows that there are going to be so many people coming for Hajj at one given time, and so many ignorant people coming, Allah made it easy for us, 3 farz. Umrah, 2 farz, 2 wajib, 2 mustahab. So simple. Umrah, 2 farz, 2 wajib, 2 mustahab. That you in the state of Ihram, you must make tawaf, farz over. That you make safa marwa, sa'i, and you cut your hair, wajib over. You drink water of zamzam, go to multazam, finish. 2, 2, 2 is over. Zakat calculation, respected elders, look at the formula, it's very simple. Assets minus liability is 2.5% of that. A lot of masail of zakat, but the basic formula is very simple. Assets minus liabilities, you know how to define the assets, you take out the liabilities, you take 2.5%, alhamdulillah. We have got now a zakat calculation done. For example, respected elders, that we have this month 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night, 29th night. And the possibility of Laylatul Qadr exists in one of those nights. Now, deen of Islam is simple. And there is no such thing as putting undue pressure on any individual. Alama Siddiq Banvi Ramtulale, one scholar who passed, and this has been quoted in Al-Nasiya in Darul Azad's magazine, that he says that when you read about how the pious personalities worshipped Allah, when you read about how the righteous worshipped Allah, remember that this is not for everybody. This is for special people. Now what we learn from there, that we as normal human beings, we have to worship Allah Ta'ala as per our ability, as per our capacity. And we will be accountable for that. We do not have to now go and make so much of ibadat that the next day Fajr is gone. The next day Fajr is gone. How we got the story of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who he went to an old lady, he asked her, that what happened to your son? What happened to your son? We never see him for Fajr Salah. So she said, he was making ibadat whole night. Whole night he was making ibadat. Came Fajr time, he could not make it with Fajr, Salat, with Jamaat. He could not make that. He made Fajr at home and he slept away. He did not miss Fajr. He made the Fajr in the house and he slept away. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala told him, and who have understood this? They have understood this. We are the followers. He told that old lady, tell him, cut out that ibadat, make Fajr with Jamaat. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala narrates in a hadith that when a person makes Isha Salat with Jamaat, it is like making half the night in Ibadat. Half the night in Ibadat, if you make Isha with Jamaat. And if you make Fajr with Jamaat, it is like you made the other half in Ibadat. So Deen is easy. Deen is not difficult. Now concerning these nights, for example, 21, 23, 25, etc. Again, what we look? We look at Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. What they did? Because they, when they pleased Allah, they were given certificate of Jannah. They were given a certificate of Jannah. They did not come to the masajid and start congregating in the masjid, start staying in the masjid, and whole night making ibadah. They never do that. They went to their houses. So someone asked Mufti Abdul Rashid Ludhiani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was the Mufti of Pakistan, his famous kitab is Astad al-Fatawa, that isn't it not better that you go to the masjid? You go to the masjid and stay in the masjid and make ibadat. Because if you go home, you'll forget everything. You'll start talking to your wife and children and you'll forget things. So the Mufti Sahib aptly replied, he says, going home is proven. Going home, that's proven. Staying in the masjid is not proven. So do that which is proven. Do which is proven. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Eid is coming, Eid tomorrow, inshallah. I think that should be unanimous. That one person in the Eidgah started making namaz. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, what are you doing? That person said, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, I'm making salah. And salah is a good action. Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I also know salah is a good action. I also know salah is a good action. But it's vain and futile. It's vain and futile. So that person said, how it can be vain and futile? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make nafil salat in the Eidgah. Therefore your action is vain and futile. And then he said, I fear, let alone you getting sawab, I fear you get the punishment of Allah. Now he's getting punishment for reading salah. Now can we say that Hazrat Ali was stopping people from salah? No, he was stopping from doing the right thing at the wrong time. Salat is the right thing, but at the wrong time. So we have to act upon Sharia, do the right thing at the right time. So understand something. Deed is easy. Sharia is easy. Leave it easy. Do not complicate it. As soon as we begin to add and subtract, we complicate matters. Respected elders, in this month of Ramadan, we learn another principle. The other principle is that the Sharia is designed to help the poor, the needy, the wanting. The whole Sharia is designed like that. If you look at the charitable aspects of Sharia, then you'll find that the Sharia is designed, the economical policy of the Sharia is to help the have-nots, to aid the poor, to assist the needy. So, how this is? When we get lilla, sadaqah, zakat, sadaqatul fitr, kafara, fidya, faith, ghanima. When we get all this and we put it in perspective, then we realize that this deen is to help the have-nots. Respected elders, all these terms that I mentioned to you, I will define them. I will define them for you and then tell you who are the recipients for it. It is rather sad, respected elders, that there are so many organizations that collect funds. And when you phone them and you ask them, and I did this personally, that's why I'm saying it. Phone and ask them that you are collecting kafara. What is kafara? Who is entitled to kafara? Can you put me through to someone who understands what is fidya? Who is entitled to fidya? Who must give fidya? Who must pay fidya? He must receive fidya. But they're collecting it. That is why we are saying something clearly. I'm saying this on Radio Islam, Radio Al Ansar, I'm saying this thing publicly. There, try to distribute it yourself. Try to distribute it yourself, number one. And secondly, try to give your relatives first. Those that are your kith and kin, those that are your relatives, and those that are blood relatives, upon whom it is necessary for us to look after. Many times what happens, we sit in the office, we write our checks, we don't even know the pulse of the society, we don't even see how the poor man is looking, feeling, we don't make inspection in loco, we don't know where the money is going, coming, nothing. That is why all the scholars are saying, give the zakat yourself, give it to the poor and the needy relatives first, give it to kith and kin, give it to your locality, then give it to your town, then give it to your country, your province, then give it to your country, then give it outside. That's the secret that I have mentioned. That's how you're supposed to be giving it. But what we do, to be classifying generous and hospitable, we write big, big checks and give it out now, alhamdulillah. That man is very generous man. That's one. Secondly, just about zakat, because it's coming in my mind, I rather say it, otherwise well, I just may forget it. You cannot give cooked food as zakat. You cannot give cooked food as zakat. Understand this rule. Why? Because there is no tamlik happening there. There is no ownership taking place there. Lillah. Lillah is, as the term denotes, lillah for Allah. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now lillah will divide into two. One is lillah you gave, and one lillah you gave as a loan. Understand, when you give loan, you get more sawab than you give charity. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you get 8 times more sawab. Another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you give loan, you get 800 times more sawab. So by giving a loan, that means obviously the non-interest bearing loan, you get 800 times more sawab. Lillah you can give. Obviously, this is an additional charity. This is a voluntary charity. This is an optional charity. Now when it is voluntary or optional, and then you can give to whom? You can give to male, female, young, old, Muslim, non-Muslim. So lillah you can give to who? Male, female, young, old, Muslim, non-Muslim. You can give anybody, everybody, lillah. Because the recipient of lillah has to have no conditions attached to it. Now sadaqah. Now sadaqah, respected elders, one is sadaqah, the Arabic sadaqah. And what is sadaqah? That's us, Indian sadaqah. Now sadaqah, in Indian sadaqah, we got various types. We got sadaqah a bala, sadaqah a safar, and sadaqah for ailment. We do this thing, but we don't realize we're doing it. For example, sadaqah a bala, you'll find people phoning that, Mufti sahab, my auntie is sick, can we cut the goat, black goat, must be black I think, I don't know why they keep saying this, black goat, black sheep, black fowl, I don't know why they have this condition, right, so they go, must we cut that, yeah cut that, what will happen, so to cut goat, you cut goat, so they feel if you cut the goat and give it out to sadaqah, the person will become better, respected elders, that is one sadaqah is that you going on journey. You go on a journey, you fill up petrol, you give the assistant some money, attendant some money. And what you have intention in your mind, that Allah Ta'ala make the journey easy. Allah Ta'ala make the journey easy. So sadaqah for suffer. Then, sometimes what happens when a young boy is sick or somebody is sick in the house, then one beggar comes to the door, You see, the old people have got this. They'll take some food, they'll touch the person who's sick. They touch him head to toe, and they take it and give it to the person. Now, I don't know how they got this, where they got this from. But they say, perhaps this person will, now his bala is gone. So understand something. Sadaqah in Arabic first. Sadaqah in Arabic is same as lillah. Sadaqah in Arabic, terminology, same as lillah. Meaning, it is a charity. Sadaqah, charity. It's optional. It's voluntary. And you can give anybody. Male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, young, old. Wajib sadaqah. Wajib sadaqah. How wajib sadaqah? That if my mother recovers, I'll cut one goat. My mother recovered, now I must cut one goat. That goat now must only go to the poor. That goat, because I got a vow attached to it, I got a pledge attached to it, I got a promise attached to it, now the distribution becomes wajib. I'll pass my exam, I'll give 100 rand. Pass my exam, 100 rand must only go to the poor. This is wajib now. You must go to the poor, the needy, the destitute. Now in this case here, that you can give to anybody. However, there are some sadaqah now that only go to Muslim. Kafara, fidya, zakat, only to Muslim. Zakat, you know what is zakat, when you have taken that money out. And here zakat, two things we have to worry about. One is the zakat giver, and one is the zakat taker. Firstly, the zakat giver. When he's giving zakat, he must not look down upon people that he's giving them zakat. He must not be that I am financially powerful, I'm giving zakat. He must not have a superiority complex. He must regard it as favor from Allah, boon from Allah. Allah is allowing him to give money. Allah has blessed him in giving money. Attitude has to be there. For pleasure of Allah, Allah has chosen me, that Allah is using my wealth. As a recipient, he must not feel this is my birthright to get zakat. He must not feel that if I am entitled to zakat. And he must not have any arrogance in him, that zakat has to come to me, and I am the one entitled to it. So both have to play their part. Now zakat will go to who? Zakat will go to Muslim. Who does not possess the value of nisab, male, female. Zakat can be given to nabali. Zakat can be given to nabali. And nabali, if nabali is a millionaire, nabali don't pay zakat. Nabali is a millionaire, does not pay zakat. But nabali can receive zakat. So poor, needy, destitute, wayfarer, widow, the one out in the path of Allah, all those, they can take zakat, provided they do not have the nisab. And the nisab in our country at the moment is 2,300 for one entire Islamic lunar year. Sadqatul Fitr, it is wajib. Sadqatul Fitr is wajib. When sadqa is wajib, it will go to the Muslim, poor, needy, destitute, and it will go to that person who is deserving. And sadqatul Fitr, who will give it? Muslim male or female who has got the value of nisab essence. In the day of Eid. On the day of Eid, a person has got 2,300 as asset, will have to give sadqatul fitr. Our country, in this area, 10 rand for Hanafis. So respected elders, how? It must go again to who? Muslim, poor, needy, destitute, widow, all those who are entitled to zakat. The recipient of zakat, the recipient of kafara, the recipient of fidya, the recipient of sadqatul fitr, all are safe. All are safe. Fidya. Who will give fidya? A person who cannot fast due to any medical reason. The person is sick, chronic ailment. The person has got such an ailment that is not going to recover. The person is practically on the dying bed. There is no way that this person is going to fast. And there is no way that this person is going to recover too fast. So this person here, he gives fidya. Fidya amount is same as sadqatul fitr amount. that is currently 10 rand per pass. So 30 pass, 300 rand to go Expedia, but no. Nowadays, what's happening in our country, you go to the shopping malls, you see young Muslim male and female, they're eating. You ask them, what's happening? No, I'll give fidya. Fidya is not for you. Fidya is for that person who's half dying and who can't pass. Kafara. Kafara respected elders when a person intentionally breaks the fast. When a person willfully, voluntarily, intentionally breaks the fast, then you free one slave, you can't do that. You feed 60 people, you can't do that. Now you give out. Kafara. That would be equivalent to 60 times Sadaqatul Fitr. Again, recipient, poor, needy, destitute male. Male or female, Muslim. How? All this is what it is designed to help the poor. If you look at all the definitions I'm making for you, and who are receiving it, Islam has got a balanced economical policy to help the poor and the needy. Respected elders, one more statement before I conclude. Again, on the light of deen is easy. You see in the month of Ramadan, that Allah Jalla Majdahu's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentions